David HaMelech was young. David was a child, so he was a shepherd. And he'd take a look at nature, try and understand why Hashem created different things. At one point, David HaMelech looked up to Hashem, and he turned to Hashem in wonderment. He was traveling at the time, and he came across a person who was insane. A person who was crazy. And David HaMelech turned to Hashem and he said, "You know, Hashem, I see you created such a beautiful world. Everything has a purpose. For what purpose did you create this capacity for a person to go crazy? For what purpose did you create this that a person can go insane?" And God said to David, "You're wondering about the fact that I created insanity? You wait. You're still going to reach a point in your life when you will pray for insanity." Time passed. David won the war with Goliath. David became the son-in-law of Saul, and Saul started feeling like David was a threat to him. So David was on the run. And at one point, David had to run to Philistine territory. And when he came to Philistine territory, so they didn't recognize it was David. So Achish, the king of Gath, Achish, one of the Philistine kings, welcomed David. He thought, "Oh, this is a young renegade. This is a warrior who's fled from Judean territory. He'll help me with my wars against the Jews." Now, David had a problem, because even though the king didn't recognize him, other people in the palace did recognize him. And the soldiers of Achish said to him, "You're taking in David? Don't you know who that David is? That's the David who destroyed thousands of our soldiers. How can you take him into the house?" So they wanted to kill David. And Achish didn't want to give David over to be killed. David had found favor in his eyes. So they decided that David has to be imprisoned. David hears that Achish is contemplating, maybe this is David. Maybe this is the David that everyone's spoken about. So he turned to Hashem and he said, "Ribon Shalom, help me." And Hashem said, "What do you want? How will I help you?" And David said, "Make me insane. I saw a man as the saliva was dripping down his beard, banging his hands against the wall. I saw an insane person. If I make it as though I am insane, if I try to fake it, I won't succeed. Help me, Hashem. Give me insanity. If I'll be insane, if I'll really go crazy now for a period, then I'll be saved. If I try to fake it, they'll be able to overcome me." And Hashem said to him, "You see, I told you there'd come a time when you'd need it. And you thought, why is there insanity in the world? Now you need it, and that's the way I'll help you." And David started going insane. And Achish saw that the man is brought before him, and the man's gone out of his mind. He's spitting, he's going wild, he's jumping around, he's laughing. So he, when they let go of him, he grabbed a piece of chalk, started writing all over the walls of the palace. And Achish had, according to one medrash, a daughter. According to another medrash, he had a wife who had gone insane. So he said, "Chasal meshugayim anachi. Don't I have enough crazy people in my palace? Send them out of here. What are you bringing this guy here for? This isn't the David you guys think it is. This is a complete a person who's crazy." They took David out, and then even the other warriors were convinced, "This must be, we made a mistake, must be, it's not David." They chased him out, And Hashem healed him, of course, and he came back to his senses. And then he understood that there is a deep reasoning behind why God gives insanity to people. There is something. We don't understand how to apply the story to the insane people we see. But to David, gave understanding that there is a purpose. Sometimes insanity helps a person contend with situation in life. About this period, we say every morning, every Shabbos morning, we say the Perek Tehillim, LeDavid b'shanoto et ta'amo lifnei Avimelech v'yegarishehu v'yelach. The song to David, who God helped him b'shanoto et ta'amo, God helped him change his understanding, his sanity, lifnei Avimelech, before the Philistine king Avimelech v'yegarishehu, and ultimately Avimelech chased him out of his palace v'yelach, and then David went free. That's this period that David HaMelech asked for insanity. As the story began, David had asked God, why do you create insanity in the world? And David was shown why God created insanity and how he himself would need that trait.